Welcome to the Come and Belong podcast. I'm your host, Brother Zach Coder.
I am so excited today to be joined by our full-time, part-time... Geneva, I'm just doing hair. This is a terrible way to start a podcast, but this is Geneva Reber. Everyone, say hi, Geneva.
Hi.
This is going to be a rough interview, I can already tell, but that's okay. I just want to do it in one shot.
It's going to be great.
Because you're so busy. Well, Geneva, introduce yourself a little bit.
I'm Geneva Reber. I'm from Arizona. I'm here at Utah Tech studying business management, and I work at the Institute, and I help with outreach. I just share Institute with everyone.
Yeah. And she's a wealth of knowledge, and she sits at that desk, usually in the evenings. Is that correct?
Yes, usually in the evenings.
Very cool. So come over, say hi to Geneva. I said Reber, but it's Reber. I apologize.
I didn't know if I was going to tell you or not.
Come on. You have to tell me truth, especially on this podcast episode.
That's
true. We're talking about truth-telling and myth-busting. Sister Reber. Okay. Geneva, thank you. Usually we play a game, but most of this episode is going to be a big old game.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're going to just play a little game called myth busting, and you're going to help us out. So thank you so much. Okay. So Geneva here, like I said, she's a wealth of knowledge. If you have questions, she's here to help. She's here to, help people acclimate and get involved in the Institute. So, first of all, I want you to tell us about a myth that you believed for a while in your life. And go ahead. What's a myth you believe for a while?
So my dad is a dentist, and he had, so one of his assistants, she dressed up as the tooth fairy.
Are you serious?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
And she like totally posed and everything in the office. They took a picture of her, and they gave it to me and my siblings. And they were like,
give it to their patients, children as well?
I don't know if they gave it to the patients or not, but they definitely gave it to us, because they were like, oh, we'll give it to Dr. Bob's kids. This is going to be funny. Okay. And so I had this picture of the tooth fairy, this lady dressed up as the tooth fairy. And I was like, oh my gosh. Like, and my dad's like, yeah, like she works with me and stuff. Like, we're really good friends. And I was like, no way. And I would just go around and be like, yeah, my dad's friends with the tooth fairy.
I have photographic evidence.
Yeah, I have evidence.
Meanwhile, you're getting mocked relentlessly.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Years of therapy.
Yeah. Seriously. Anyway, but years later, we still knew the lady. She was a good family friend. And years later, I was like, wait a minute. This picture looks
like
a lot.
The tooth fairy.
You look a lot like the tooth fairy.
How old were you when it dawned on
you?
Oh,
man. I was probably 10. Okay. I was like, wait a minute.
Myth busted.
Something's not right.
I'm sorry. So I can't mock you too much, because I grew up in Alaska. Well, I was born in Alaska, lived there for about 8 years. And because it was so close to the North Pole, right? Alaska or whatever. At least that's what I thought as a kid. Anyway. I had uncles who, I'm not joking, they would get up on the roof every Christmas.
You're kidding.
And they'd do the whole on the roof, right? And ho, 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 ho.
Oh.
And so I was like, no, Santa is totally real. Like, I hear him every single Christmas. I hear him on the roof.
Like, I know he's real.
I was probably 12 or so before I really believed in it. Anyway, so.
That's so funny.
Myth busted. I have to tell you, too. When we got married, my wife and I, the whole Santa thing. We were like, do we tell our kids? Do we not? And so we kind of went with the whole, let's not do anything and just see how it goes. And I vividly remember when our oldest was like 12. Our youngest would have been how old? 5 or 6. I don't know. Like young. Okay. And we overhear them one Christmas holiday, and we hear them arguing. And our youngest is like, my friends at school told me it's just mom and dad. And our oldest going, no, it's not. That's a lie. Like, your friends are lying to you.
You're kidding.
And they're going back and forth. And my oldest is getting more heated. And they're like, oh, she's not trying to ruin the magic. She actually believes. Like, she believes.
It's real.
To a point where finally she literally is in tears. And she goes to our youngest, she goes, do you think mom and dad would lie to us?
Oh.
And I'm like, oh, crap. We're going to hell. So that's that. So we took her out, and
deep
we had the
water.
Talk and had to
bust
that myth. But anyway, she's a sweetheart.
You know, my dad did something like that. Well, not really like that to me, but he just, growing up, he would say, I don't know why he did this to us. I think he was just, he just was like, ha ha ha. But you know the saying, like, oh my gosh, how does it go?
Liar.
Wait. Liar, liar, pants on fire.
Right. That's
well,
the saying.
Growing up, my dad always said, liar, liar, fire in your pants. And so, like, right now, I couldn't even remember what the real saying was.
The real saying.
Liar, liar, fire in your pants. And I grew up saying that. And and so I like, when I leave the house and I come to college and, like, go on my mission, I would say that, be like, haha, liar, liar, fire in your pants. And people would just look at me like, what the heck? And, like, few people would be like, what? Like, why'd you say it like that? And I'm like, what are you talking about? They're like, liar, liar, fire in your pants. Wait, is that how it goes?
Nope.
liar, pants on fire. See, I can't even
that
get it
myth
right.
That is so ingrained in
it's
you.
Ingrained in
you
me.
Can't let it go.
Anyway, so my friends now, though, they hear me say it, and they're like, that's a problem. We need to fix that. And I'm like, there's nothing wrong with me. I'm fine the way I am. And they're like, no, you're weird.
No,
like,
I love it.
Liar, liar, fire in your pants.
Well, there are some other ingrained myths, I think, that are out there in our church culture. And today, audience, you're welcome. We're going to bust some myths and try to get you to know the truth here.
The truth.
Okay, so here's what we're going to do. I'm going to throw a myth at you, and these myths are about Institute, okay?
Okay.
I'm going to throw a myth at you, and I want you to bust it. Is that all right?
Okay.
Okay, here we go. Myth number one. In order to take classes here at the Institute, you have to be registered. That's the myth.
No. False.
Busted.
Anyone can come. You don't have to be registered. I think the goal of Institute is just to have everyone come and feel less like school and attendance and assignments, and more just like a place of growth and coming, and, you know, like,
well, yeah, come and belong. That's what's on the outside,
like,
of the building, right?
It's exactly
the name of this podcast.
It's not like super strict and structured. It's to your needs, and you don't have to be registered.
Okay.
No.
Just show up to a class.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, what about this one? Cause we're like, what, like 9 weeks in, spring break's right around the corner. So, myth, bust it. Here's the myth. Number two, you can't join a class once the semester starts. Kind of like over at the college. If we're this far in, it's too late.
Busted. No.
Okay.
False.
Really? Okay. Well, what's the truth?
Yeah. Actually, at the Institute, what they've done, this is newer, I believe.
Yeah. I think we've only been doing what you're about to explain for about a year.
Yeah. So in the semester, we have, well, the semester's 15 weeks.
Right, and the normal college semester.
Yeah, yeah. So we've divided it into 3 5-week blocks, we call them. And we'll have, like, a class will be about a topic, for example, families. And each 5-week block is about, like, a subtopic of families. So for the first 5 weeks, we learn about dating. And then the second 5 weeks, we learn about marriage. And the third, we learn about parenting. And so, basically, a new topic starts every 5 weeks. So there's honestly, like, new classes starting
all the time. Yeah.
You know, and also something I really like about Institute is that the classes, I don't feel like they necessarily build on each other. I feel like each week you can come, and like in a Book of Mormon class, you can come 1 week and you can learn about faith in the Book of Mormon.
Right.
And then the next week you can still be studying in the Book of Mormon, but learn about prophets.
Right.
And
it's
the
not
next
like you're
week,
missing out on.
Yeah,
it.
You're not missing out. It's like each week you'll learn something different, and you can just pick it up wherever you want.
Love it. Yeah, and we you're exactly right. We did that for that very reason. We realized a lot of kids don't want Institute to feel like a college class, and so just coming in. And there's, I love how you said it. It seems like there's always a fresh new class starting.
Yeah.
So awesome. Okay, you're doing really good at this, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
Okay. Institute, every Institute student here is working towards graduation.
Actually, this is new. We did away with our graduation plan. So it used to be where you had to take classes, like, to graduate, specific classes.
And we really chased graduation.
Yeah.
Like, hey, you need
to
graduate. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Which, like, isn't a bad thing. Like, you want students to learn and succeed. However, we wanted to almost move away from, again, like you mentioned, that school feeling, and just move towards connection and growth and growing at your pace and your level with
Perfect.
The topics that you need. And so graduation, it's still an option if you want to do it. And so there are students that come to me and they're like, I want to graduate in institute. Like, that's like something I want to do. And I'm like, okay. And they're like, what do I have to do for that? So sometimes it's just like a goal that people have that they just want to like graduate from institute. Right. And that's cool. But like me personally, like I'm not on the graduation track. Like I'm
you
just,
and literally 99.8% of our
students. Yeah, just come and just learn, you know?
Cool. Thank you. Okay. Here's another myth. This is kind of a subtopic of institute. Okay?
Okay.
We're going to talk about our choirs for just 2 minutes here.
Okay.
We have a couple choirs. That's truth. You have to be a music major to join our choir classes.
No.
Busted.
Busted.
Okay. Tell us.
Yeah.
What's
we actually
truth?
Have two choirs. We have an audition choir. So you can audition for that. And then you also, there's just a, what do you call it? Just a. An everyone choir for everyone. Like I would be going to the everyone choir. I don't know how to sing. You probably don't want to hear me sing, honestly.
No, I actually kind of do. You know, that's just me being a weirdo.
No, but like I want to learn, you know, and like I don't want to have to take voice lessons or I don't, you know, I want to just be able to go to an environment where I can show up, sing, like
feel the spirit.
Yeah, sing good songs, be surrounded by people who feel the same way that I do, and that's what it is at institute. Like it's free, and you just come. And you just sing. And Brother McConkie is our choir director. And
he's
he is so good. Like,
so good.
Yeah, he's amazing. And so it's just, it's great. In the evenings, we have it on Wednesdays at 8. We have this everyone choir. Okay. I'm calling it now.
Okay. Maybe I need to change the name on the side. Okay.
But you just hear the choir in the throughout the institute building, and it just sounds amazing. Like
it really is heavenly.
Yeah, like you wouldn't think, like you would think that that's like a professional choir.
Yeah,
like it sounds amazing. So everyone come.
Good job. Love it. Okay.
Yeah.
You have to be attending college. You need to be a student at Utah Tech University to attend institute.
No.
Busted.
Busted.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the institute is for individuals between the ages of 18 and 30. And so if you fall in that range, go to institute. And it doesn't matter, like, here in just in St. George, you can move to Nebraska and you can find an institute there.
Love it.
You can find one and they're all over the place. And if you're between the ages of 18 and 30, that is your place.
Love it.
Go there.
It. Yeah, my daughter's attending hair school right now. She's graduating this
cool.
Thursday. Good job, Cammie.
Woo.
And yeah, she comes to our class.
Shout out to Cammie.
I just have to know, Nebraska, total tangent. Why Nebraska?
You know, I'm asking the same question.
I was like, I wonder what she's going to say. Isn't that stupid that my brain was like, I was like, Chicago. She's going to say Chicago. No, Nebraska.
Chicago.
Okay, I'm sorry. Cut that. I don't know. Okay, cool. You have to be a Latter-day Saint. You have to be a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints to take Institute.
No.
Busted.
False. Busted. Okay. Actually, this is pretty cool. The other day, so we do activities here at the Institute. We do classes and we do activities in the evening. Every Thursday, we have chill night. And this past Thursday, we did swing dancing. It was so fun. But I'm from Arizona, like I said, and I had a good friend in high school, and she was Christian. She's not a Latter-day Saint, but she was Christian, and she and I were good friends. And actually, she ended up coming here to Utah Tech. I left on my mission. And she actually came when I was on my mission, and she
That's
reached
so cool.
out to me, and she's like, guess what? I'm here, and we have to meet up when you get back, when you
so
get home.
Cool.
And so, anyway, she and I are good friends, but we've talked before and gone out for ice cream and just talked about, like, Jesus Christ and the gospel and stuff like that, even though we're not of the same faith. And I've invited her to institute, and she's invited me to church with her and stuff like that, and neither of us have had the chance to go. But this past chill night, during the swing dancing thing, she ran out of the crowd and came up and hugged me. And I was like, oh my goodness,
That's
I didn't
so cool.
know you were here. And she was like, yeah, my friends invited me. And I just wanted to come check it out. And so, like, it's just, Institute's a beautiful place where it just, like, this is, we just love Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
And all followers of Jesus Christ come here, you know?
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
like, everyone's welcome. And so I was so happy to see her there. Like, just because she's a good friend from
love
home,
it.
You know? And, like, you know, those people where you're united through Christ, they become special friends. And so I was just happy that she was here.
And being united in Christ doesn't necessarily mean church or
yeah.
religion. It just means, yeah, you're on that path
exactly.
of just wanting to be with good people.
Yeah, so I love totally. That.
Okay. Okay, last myth.
Okay.
Unless there's anything else we need to bust. There we go, ready? Oh, I just answered a phone call. That was my son who I just hung up on. Okay. This institute is really for people who are ultra spiritual.
False.
Busted.
Busted.
Okay, talk to me.
So I like to think of institute as a hospital or even, you know what? Let's do a mechanic
okay.
shop.
Okay.
My dad's a mechanic okay, guy, perfect, so he's perfect. Told it to me this way, but I like it. So when you go, you know, when you go to the mechanic shop and there's broken cars there, right? And who fixes the cars? The mechanic does, right? And institute or going to church or whatever, it's the mechanic shop. It's a place where you go to take your broken car that needs fixing. And the mechanic is Jesus Christ, and he's the one who fixes us. So we come here because we are broken and we're old and we're rusty and we are not
Ouch.
Perfect.
Ouch, Geneva. I'm just teasing.
I need to fix my brake fluid. Right. No, I'm just kidding. Oh, man.
I love it.
Oh,
love
man.
It.
Anyway, but all jokes aside, we're imperfect, and so we need to come analogy. Here to be fixed. And like, an institute is not a perfect showcase of cars. It's not a car show with right. these perfect cars. It is a place to heal. And just the other day, there was a individual here at the institute I see often, and I was just talking to him, and I was like, "Are you going to a class tonight? Are you going to institute class?" And he's like, "Ah, no, I'm not going to one." And he's like, "I haven't actually been to one before," and I see him here all the time. And I was like, "Really?" And he was like, yeah, he's like, I want to be here. And I awesome like, yeah, he really likes the feeling of institute and the people here, but he just doesn't feel worthy to go to classes. Mm-hmm. And he's like, I feel like I need to fix myself before I can go. And I told him, I was like, you know, like, it's good that you're here. Like,
sure.
Because that's healing. And what's going to heal you even more is learning about Jesus Christ. Cause you know, we're imperfect, and that's the whole reason we have Jesus Christ is he makes us whole.
I love that.
And so come and learn and let him heal you. Let him make you whole. And so everyone here that comes to Institute is imperfect and is broken, and that's why we come, you know?
Well put. I love that. Thank you so much. I'm not a mechanic.
Neither am I.
I don't even know how to change oil. but I was talking with somebody else today. Or somebody else this week, rather. And we were talking about kind of a similar analogy. And he said, you know, sometimes all you need, he was talking about carburetors. I know nothing about a carburetor. I couldn't point to a carburetor. But he's like, when you fix a carburetor, what you do is you just make these tiny little quarter, like instead of a full, you know, turn of a screwdriver, uh-huh. just a quarter turn.
Okay.
And sometimes that's all it takes. And the carburetor is now in sync. And so whether you be a broken down, rusted car or... Like, I just need a tweak. I just need a quarter inch turn.
Yeah.
That's what Institute's for. So I love that analogy. That's wonderful. Okay. Anything else you want to say about the Institute program? Thank you. Thank you, by the way.
Thank you.
High fives. You really Thank busted you. Some myths tonight. Thank and I hope you. It's helpful. We want you guys to know that you come. There's so much to do here to come and belong, whether it be activities or classes or choir or it's awesome. But anything else you want to add?
Yeah, actually. Okay. There's a variety of languages that we offer here too at the Institute. So you have classes in English. We have a class in Spanish. We have a class in Portuguese. That's a new class. And we also have a class in ASL. And I'm sure if you talk, you know, like if there's another...
There's a need. We'd love to fill it.
Yeah. If there's like another language that people need or, you know, they want to learn about Jesus Christ... And they need it in their language.
Absolutely. We'll find someone. Yeah,
you know
we'll
what
find
I'm saying?
Someone.
And so cool. I love that Jesus Christ reaches us in every language. Cool. And then other than that, daytime classes. We have daytime classes, evening classes, classes literally at any time.
There's even like a Saturday hiking with the prophets where we go out and hike.
I want to do that. Okay. But I just love how it can fit your schedule. Just any time you need. You might do a semester like where you take morning classes and then another semester where you take night classes. Yeah. And, you know, you can do it anytime. It just fits.
Awesome.
Yeah.
We want to make it accessible to everybody.
Yeah,
so that's cool.
Totally.
Geneva, it has been an absolute pleasure and privilege. Thank you for being on our podcast and helping us bust some myths.
Thank you. Okay. I appreciate it.
Okay, you guys, we'll see you at the Institute. Thanks.
See ya.
Thanks for joining us today. And I just want to remind everybody that this podcast is not affiliated with nor endorsed as an official production of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. All words and opinions expressed by participants are solely their own and do not reflect official doctrine of the church.